Dear Chicago.
Down set. Brother.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is James LeRoy.
This is Waylon.
And today is August 28th, 2012. You are listening to what episode?
Episode 440.
And we may just have a special guest in the house for you tonight.
We do.
Would you like to announce your presence?
It's me, y'all.
It's the mouth of the South.
Ta-da! Wait. You better watch that cock right out of your mouth.
You better watch that cock right out of your mouth.
Thanks for the introduction.
You're awesome.
We haven't done that one in a while.
Yeah, you're the only person that has a theme song.
Oh, I like it.
You're a star.
Let's remix it.
Gonna watch that cock right out of your mouth.
That's sad. Oh,
there's
wow.
No freestyling, this is going to be a skills
good one
here.
Already, I can tell.
Hey, so what's going on?
So we're ending on an even number show today. I'm happy about that.
So you think?
Oh, yeah. No. This is going to be one big long one.
Totally might have recorded a diarrhea monologue just to throw that shit
you
into
you. Don't know
you.
If we did or not. Oh, you won't know. So, Josh, Ricky really hates ending our shows on odd numbers.
Why is it like?
I just don't like it.
Friday the 13th.
Yeah, I don't like it.
It's weird.
So, okay.
So you remember Mouth of the South, right?
I don't know how they don't.
Better.
His like stories of encouragement.
Encouragement. Inspiration.
Inspiration.
Biblical quotes.
We would thought. Biblical, yeah. So we thought we'd invite him back since some people have asked for you. A lot of people have asked for Jorge Clooney also.
Mm.
So we'll need to get him in here because he's one of the favorites too.
Though I think, Josh, you're the favorite because of your Ask the Expert segments are usually pretty much the most ridiculous things ever.
They really are.
Should we go right into an Ask the Expert? Or
sure, do we have one?
I want to have an Ask the Expert. Why do you still have like an iPhone 3G?
Because
just saying.
No, 3GS, thank you, first of all.
Can't tell the difference.
And this is like the fourth one I've had like this year. It just keeps breaking like. Sticks.
Didn't you have an iPhone 4?
No, I never had that.
Oh, I thought.
Remember last year on his birthday, he was a total hot. No, year before last.
Yeah.
He was a total hot mess, and I had to take care of him and Kevin in this stupid diner.
And you lost your phone,
remember?
Yeah.
And I think you lost your keys that night, too.
That's possible.
You lose your keys a lot.
We were just a few days ago telling your story from Halloween in the Mexican restaurant.
Were you at the actual same?
No.
Okay, good.
No. But the story.
Because they would totally remember.
We were on the phone with him, or he left us a voicemail that ended right before. And then, of course, we've talked about the show.
Speaking of, I have some fun voicemails because I still get crazy phone calls from people. Thank you for reminding me.
So, do we have a question for the Mouth of the South right now?
Josh, we have a crazy question.
Okay.
What exactly do you do when you go across country and the person you're meeting up with is not the person you think he is?
In what way?
Tell us of your experiences.
Oh, you mean this is a personal question. Okay.
Right. But it just happens
you are
to be
expert.
And ask the expert. Because it did happen.
But
it did happen.
Is the clarification, though, not what you expected physically, mentally, emotionally?
You had met this person before, right?
Yeah.
Isn't the guy you gave the handy to on the plane, right?
No.
Oh, okay.
That was someone else.
That was so long ago. Get with it.
Jeez. Get with the times.
Oh, my God. Where are you going?
Okay. So, explain your situation and maybe some people can learn from this because we're really concerned citizens.
Right. Well, you know, I had known this guy. I had met him the last time I went to LA. And so kind of knew him, whatever, hung out with him. And then there was a concert going on and he was like, oh, you should come in town for the concert. And I said, sure, you know, whatever. So
I think it's important. What's the concert?
Oh, it's so exciting.
No, because I think that
no, you're going to make fun of me.
Oh, that's I'm going to, which is why I have to know.
Shania Twain.
No, it's worse.
Danny Minogue.
No, I wish.
Oh God, that would be so bad.
Yeah.
Please, Nickelback. Kylie, please say it was Nickelback.
No.
Was it Nickelback?
No. It's you're never going to guess it.
Who is it?
Okay, that's a group called To Anyone.
Shut up, in Korea.
Yes,
I love Korea. I love them.
Are you serious?
Yes, he loves K-pop.
I'm grossing
it was total
out right
K-pop,
now.
Right?
Oh,
yeah.
Actually, wasn't that one of the
that
groups,
was one of the shows.
The girl was talking about how they're doing.
Can we do a sample of maybe this?
They just told us that they were doing a U.S. tour with some other K-pop groups that we need to go check out if they come to
you
Chicago.
You have something on your phone?
I can pull up YouTube.
Josh, you can do like ugly.
Explain what K-pop is, because
so K-pop is
Korean pop.
Is like Korean pop, exactly.
And they do half English, half Korean.
Sometimes.
It depends. Yeah. But J-pop, K-pop, Japanese, or Korea, it's really just pop music.
Do you listen to Rain?
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. Cool. I mean, I downloaded both their albums.
So anyway, that's actually kind of cool of you.
So I didn't know you guys were into it. Like,
talk
I don't
about
feel
that.
So
talk about it later.
Weird now.
This oh, please.
This isn't going the way I wanted to go.
I know, because we're supporting him.
Yes.
I
know,
right? Well, I felt weird because I was like one guy in the audience of like 1,000 Asian girls.
But you look Asian.
Well, that's how I got in, right?
Right.
So, is that kind of like a black Irish?
I just walked like
exactly
black. So yeah, it's this Korean pop girl group, right? So yeah, that was why I went. And so we went, like, and we had texted back and forth, like, ever since I knew them, you know, whatever, things were cool. And then I get there, and we hang out like the first night, and the next day we're like on our way to
wait. What happened that night?
I love the fact that you know the story and you're totally trying because to lead it in a certain direction.
because he's not telling the whole story.
Well, most of that stuff happened the next morning.
Okay, we'll continue with the morning.
So in
I
the
feel
morning,
like Ricky should be telling his version and then you just say,
no.
True, false, no.
Well, so we fooled around, whatever, you know how it goes. Like, and oh, by the way, he found out he has like an 83-year-old housemate. Who he like does the laundry?
He just found out, or you just found out?
I just found out, and he does the laundry at the house. Like my friend, the Asian boy, he does the laundry at the house. He like buys all the groceries, and he like
so he's the rent boy.
I feel like he's a rent boy. Yeah, I totally was like getting that vibe from it. And he's like 83-year-old white dude, like paying all the bills. I'm thinking so. It was weird that I was staying there anyway. Yeah, I know it was already weird. So.
Did you ever hook up with the 83-year-old?
Oh, no.
Did he do your laundry?
No.
God, that would have been hilarious.
I know, right?
That answer would have been yes.
Oh, I would have loved that. Yeah. I never thought about it, actually.
Yeah. Okay, so the next.
So anyway, we're going to get massages at this like Chinese place. Mm-hmm. Where they didn't speak English, but anyway.
Rude.
So he's like, such and my like Chinese boyfriend. And I'm like, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, what? Did you just say Chinese boyfriend? And he was like, yeah. And I'm like, you have a boyfriend? And he was like, yeah. And I'm like, for how long? And he's like, 4 months. And like, that's basically how long I've like known him. Or, well, longer than that, actually. But I'm like, you have a boyfriend. Okay. And so I was kind of put off. I mean, I wasn't like turned off. But
you still
like,
would have gave it. You were actually kind of turned on. Because like, you thought. Well, yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Thank God I was able to swallow that drink because... But I was still turned on.
I mean, I wasn't calling it quits or anything.
Right.
So, and then I was like, oh, okay, well, that's cool.
So it's okay to be a home wrecker when you're in a different zip code?
Well, I wasn't the one doing the business, you know, he was. So anyway, so he was like, I was like, oh, that's cool, whatever. And then, and we keep driving.
I love his face.
And then he's like, oh, you'll meet him later on. And I'm like, meet him later on. What are you talking about? He's like, oh, you'll meet him. And I'm like, no, I don't want to meet him. He's like, oh, okay. And just keeps driving. Asians are sneaky.
they
are sneaky.
Ninjas.
They are. They're like ninjas. They're word ninjas. That's what they are.
Word ninjas?
Yeah. So they say certain things, but really they're behind your back, like throwing stars and like, yeah, yeah.
I just found our new show title.
Word ninjas?
So he's like, we get on and the concert's that night, right? So we go and he like dresses in his like Asian outfits. You know how like Asians like to get crazy. So we get there and then I meet another dude whose his name is Luis and he reminds me of like the provider like completely. It's crazy. Like I want you to meet him. He lives in LA though. But anyway, so yeah. So we get there, and then Luis is like, oh, is your boyfriend coming? Where's your boyfriend at? To my Asian friend. And I'm like inside, I'm like, smoke, like coming out of my ears.
Flames?
Like, yes. I was like, his boyfriend is fucking coming to this concert? Are you fucking kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me?
Okay, so really quick, when I Google searched Asians are sneaky, I get a lot of porn. It's kind of weird.
Oopsie.
That makes sense, actually. So anyway, the boyfriend ended up showing up, this Chinese like tool. No offense, Chinese people, but he was...
Is he a tool because he's this mysterious boyfriend they didn't know existed, or because he really is a tool?
Both. Because okay. We go to this concert, and I'm all like freaking out, like all the little girls, you know, dancing
like,
and singing.
Out. It's turning red.
Uh-oh. It's mad over this story.
I just keep talking, because that way then...
Okay, go ahead.
So, the boyfriend's there. My friend is there at the concert, and they're flirting back and forth. The tool just stands there the whole time, doesn't move, doesn't sing, doesn't dance, doesn't do anything. He just stands there. So I wanted to punch
him
in the face.
Maybe he was deaf.
Oh, no, because they were talking earlier.
Oh.
No.
What did that sound like?
What, when they talk?
No. Okay, we've already been, like, on the edge of racism. Let's not have the mouth of the south.
I'm just saying.
But it's not racism when you date him.
Or when it happens to you in front of your face.
I mean,
his noodles were everywhere.
I mean, I mean you reenacting the conversation in the fake language of the Asians.
Oh, I would not do that.
That's what he was asking you to do.
Oh, no.
He's done it before.
I would not do that on the radio or whatever this is. So,
where's the camera?
Yeah. So, the whole concert, it was just them canoodling like the whole time. I was pissed. And I was just like dancing, doing my own thing. Me and the other Latino boy, we were like hooting it up. And then after the concert, I was like, we're leaving. Like, we're going to West Hollywood. See y'all bitches. Because we had talked about that before. He did not want to do it. Like, he wanted to go home with his boyfriend, whatever. We went. I had a great time. Got drunk, whatever. We went to an Asian bar. They have an Asian bar. Gay Asian bar in LA, in West Hollywood.
Ugh.
It was.
What's so gross about that?
It was
why
awesome.
Is it, no, Ricky. Why is this disgust you? Because this face
just,
is a face of disgust. A gay Asian bar.
All those, like, skinny people.
They were skinny and tan. Or yellow.
That's weird.
Or whatever they are. I don't know.
Oh, my dear Lord.
What? I know what they call Asian people, yellow people.
Can we put a disclaimer?
You think I was bad.
Can we put a disclaimer?
No, what do you? Is that? That's not bad.
Yes, it is.
What? I didn't call him sticky rice or anything.
Well, that's just like Ricky. Was it two shows ago saying push or pull with talking about Indians?
Oh my god, that's horrible.
It was something I learned in school.
Yeah, either way.
Education.
You know the things we learn in the South.
Well, yeah, it's different.
Dear Lord, baby Jesus.
Anyway, so Asian bar, it was hot, whatever. And then...
you had to go home with them, right?
Well, yeah, because that's who I was staying with. But fast forward, like, we had a good day here or there. And then fast forward to the last night I was there. We went to dinner, and then he was like, oh, dude, he was on his phone texting the whole time. And it was like he's trying to plan something. And I'm like, well, I'm your guest, so, like, what are you doing? And he's like, oh, after dinner, he's like, really, I'm really tired, blah, blah, blah. And so I'm like, okay, it's still like 10 p.m. Like, I'm on vacation. Like, I want to like hang out. He's like, oh, I'm really tired. Let's just go home. So we went home. He doesn't undress or anything. Like, I get my pajamas because I'm like, well, okay, this is it. And this is really sad because he's like, okay, I'm going to go make a phone call. And I'm like, okay. So then he, like, I thought he was just going to leave, like, the room. He left the apartment. Like, and I was like, well, that's weird. Like, he could have just, like, I'm not going to be offended. So then, like, I'm sitting there for, like, an hour.
Oh, what?
And, like, yeah, I'm sitting there for, like, an hour. And I'm like, I think he's not here. And so I go out of, like, the apartment, and he's not there. Like, he's not in the hallway or anything. So I'm like, I'll go back to the apartment. I start, like, folding up the stuff. And then, like, hour two rolls around. And I'm like, I don't think he's even in the building. So I went down to the garage, and, like, he wasn't in his car. It wasn't anything. He, like, completely disappeared. I was
sneaky
so
Asian.
Mad. Sneaky,
oh, I would have been pissed. Did you
sneaky.
Did you stay or did you leave?
Well, no.
He stayed.
I stayed because it was, like, already midnight, and I was like, I'm leaving tomorrow, so I'll just, like, go to bed.
I would have called a cab and found a cheap hotel near the airport.
I thought about it.
And left a shitty note.
Yeah, I thought about it. And so then I went to sleep. And then he rolled in like five hours later. And he was like, oh, I was making a phone call. The fuck you were.
Did you tell him a fuck you were?
No, because I was asleep. So I was just like, whatever. And the next morning I woke up, took a shower, and I said, I want to go to the airport. He was like, oh, yeah, I'll drive you. I'm like, now. And he's like, oh, why? Bitch had no idea. No idea. He was just like, oh, okay. Didn't say anything to him in the car. Got on the plane. Whatever. I was so mad.
So can I read the message you sent everybody?
If you want.
I have to say, the highlight of my trip
is
having the boy I'm in bed with tell me he has a boyfriend. And then hours later, invite said boyfriend to a concert that we planned on going to.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I was mad.
And then I think you sent another one.
Well, yeah. And then, like, highlight two was sitting home alone in his apartment for 5 hours with his 83-year-old housemate who was a creeper. I said it.
So you totally should have just called Rapey and...
you have connections?
Oh, green schmoodles.
But I thought you would, too, in L.A.
No, I'm innocent.
Girl, that is a lie.
No,
when you say L.A., he says Louisiana or Los Angeles.
Whatever.
There's a spinoff to the show.
L.A. and Louisiana.
And they live in L.A. They're really fun people.
Yeah. Well, why didn't they call me?
Awesome. Because I didn't want you to be friends with
them. Because you're innocent. They
yes.
Don't.
Well, two of them are ethnic.
Yeah. Well, how many are there?
Three, but one of them is a ginger dating one of the ethnic people.
Oh,
and the other one
it's a couple and then a friend.
I can't get involved with that. No,
we weren't talking about sexually. We're talking about
you need a place to go.
Someone that could have rescued you.
I wouldn't have had to sleep with them.
You guys, you need to make sure this is Mr. Innocent.
We
need some direction of what you're talking about.
You could probably sleep with Christian.
Which one's Christian? He sounds like a saint.
Probably.
He's
Christian is interesting.
He's hilarious. I think he's cute, though. I do like him better with Osama Beard.
Do you think he's listening right now?
No.
Oh. They listen sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes. I'll tell Frank to listen because he'll love it. But
he's also a little bitter.
From what?
Life.
And you're trying to hook me up with him?
He's bitter from Los Angeles.
No, for real.
We were never trying to hook you up with him.
No.
Oh, I thought we were talking about dates.
We would not allow that.
Oh.
I think Ricky may have been dirty with him.
Ooh, tell us. What'd you do? Did he slap you in the face with it?
No.
What'd he do?
Not at all.
Did you get it in your eye?
No.
I hate when that happens.
We were talking about that the other night, too. So before we detour from this whole Asian K-pop thing, I do have To Anyone pulled up for a few seconds.
Oh, yeah.
And while you're getting
that... We can only make it for like 1.5 seconds because I don't get sued by a bunch of Korean people.
And while you get that ready, did you also enjoy my Facebook comment about your housewarming party regarding that someone was going to make cupcakes and I said you'd prefer strawberry flavored with starfish on top?
I did not see that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's funny.
Are you ready?
Yeah,
you know what's interesting is he messaged me a couple days ago.
This is called Can't Nobody. Do you know this one?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
So the songs are English titles, but Korean sometimes. I'm going to have a seizure.
I love, and the video at the end of this big huge slide that they're going down.
Oh, they had that on the stage. Yeah.
Okay, so that's not bad.
No, the music's not
bad. No, it's good. That's why.
Hold on. This good part coming up.
Okay, you guys, they're doing the dance. And it's sad.
They learn the choreography. They do.
We rock, rock.
That's not so bad.
No.
I can handle that.
It's good music.
It's like dance pop music. That's the same thing on the radio.
I wouldn't probably listen to that on my own, but if I was in a bar, I would
You would enjoy it at the bar because the videos are amazing. And especially the guy groups, they are the gayest.
To Rain. R-A-I-N. Is that
Rain.
Right?
That sounds familiar. Oh, the song. Rain. Oh, yeah.
No. The Wrong guy, Rain.
I don't know that one.
He does this thing. It's like called hips or whatever because they don't have ass.
Oh, hips because they don't have ass.
Well, yeah, since we're talking about fine. Music and you're going somewhere,
he has to go make it rain.
I'm going to get wine.
Oh,
that's
oh.
what I'm doing.
Thanks.
No, that's great. We do have a new listener who yes. is kind of, I guess, an accidental listener due to an email, mm-hmm. but a longtime online friend from way back in the day named Ben Walter. Mm-hmm. He
is he hot?
Yes.
I should have. You know what? I added him to my Facebook.
You did.
I don't think.
What
I
color is he?
Picture.
He's white from Michigan. He has a boyfriend, so back off, bitch.
he's used to it by now. What?
Well, but, you did. You lost him at white.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, go on.
It's blackberry flavored. If that's okay. Mm, okay. Yeah. I could just open it up and share it with him.
I don't know. What...
That's fine. It's perfect. I'm sorry. Bradley James is opening up some wine for us. Anyway.
Why is he doing it naked?
Because that's just how he is.
Oh, okay.
It's the only reason I said yes to our engagement.
Okay.
Pictures in the park.
You know how when you talk to new people, and I'm Josh, I'm sure you know this, that there are...
he is?
That there are sometimes...
Let
you
me
know,
see, let me see.
That you meet really talented people. So I think we met like a Bear 401 or gay.com. I have no fucking idea. Long years ago. Anyway, he is a musician who has an amazing album.
Oh, he's cute.
Has an amazing album that I used to listen to all the time, and it's actually on my phone, and it's kind of a go-to when I'm working and whatever.
You sure he's white?
He looks mixed or something.
I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, he's not as cute in that one.
Oh. He listens, by the way.
He listens to the show.
Oh, you're still cute. He's not ugly.
Oh, this is the Mouth of South. You should listen to some back episodes to learn all about his...
He's an idiot.
Yes.
I am not, you bitch.
Anyway... I was curious if he, if we could, I emailed him just out of the blue to say, hey, what's going up? Haven't heard you in a while. Haven't seen a new album. What's going on? Also, hey, could maybe we have permission to play some of your music sometime Come to find out, he's now lives in the suburbs of Chicago.
Oh.
He hates NPR up here. So
He's dateable.
He's amazing.
He's boyfriendable.
So.
Oh, yeah.
I thought we'd go ahead and play one of his songs. Yes. This is called House on a Hill.
Is it country? What kind of style?
I don't know how to describe it, so just listen.
This is baby making music.
When Bradley first heard him, he asked me if he was black.
He could be, based on his notes. That
thinking the days are fun or over this time. Feeling down again, putzing around, and then someone notes, hey, that's a life they say. But every day I am changing it, call it a whim. But I never grew up, that's a sin.
That is not the wine that's making me lick my lips.
Oh, he's got some soul.
Oh, the whole album kind of has this. Yeah.
Hey!
I don't know.
Ben.
Actually, Ben, yeah. Since
could you call in and tell us? Oh, no. What happened? It's really quiet.
I know. It's because the air conditioner went off. Okay. That kind of freaked me out, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if you've listened back far enough, Ben, but one of our questions for us and for our listeners is always, is your soul... in quotes, cut or uncut, as well.
No.
Pink or brown. Pink Wait. Or brown.
Holesies, halfsies, or nunsies.
Oh, that's the new one. Yeah.
Holesies, halfsies.
And pink or brown. And you can answer those in a singing telegram, sending it to foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
So, anyway, he gave
or
us.
Or you could call me at 863.
Oh, bitch. Whatever.
No, so anyway, he's trying to make it in music here in Chicago. So I hope
he's got potential.
I hope he gets some gigs and we can go see him. But I also, he's given us permission that I'm going to reach out to Daniel Brewer to see if we can to put his stuff on Pride 48.
Pride 48.
I have a question before we go any further.
Yes.
Have you looked online for microphones?
No, I have not had time.
And
obviously it's needed because when it gets warm in here,
Is it going out?
We had a listener send us money for a microphone.
But we haven't bought one yet. Oh. It's because I think that he made it steamy in here.
He did.
With that voice, that it's now making our microphones go out.
And I'm looking at his picture, so I'm like,
God. He is. He's cute.
Anyway, Ben, you have some new fans now, like I told you would. So. And yeah, and if you can buy his CD online. So if listeners, if you enjoyed his album, definitely.
Does he have any shirtless pics?
I don't see any shirtless, but this picture of him is so adorable.
Aw, that's cute. I like him with glasses, though. I like boys with glasses.
I love how he is now basically a sexual
object.
Now.
They always are.
If he's going to be famous, he's going to be sexified.
Speaking of Pride 48.
Pride 48.
Whatever.
You just missed Ricky singing an intro for Pride 48.
And did you hear it? It was pretty good.
Pride 48.
Mine was better, but anyway.
That's just exactly what you just did, bitch.
But it was better.
Anyway, Pride 48.
Oh, no.
Couple weeks away.
2 weeks. No, 3 weeks, right? September 12th through the... No, for regular people, 14th through the 16th. For awesome cool people, 12th through the 17th.
And for cool people, the 13th.
Right. So, you guys, we are recording. Does anyone have that information up?
We're recording on... Yes, on... Yes.
It's 5 p.m.
Friday.
6 p.m. On
and that it's Pacific time, right?
East.
Specific?
East. Specific time?
I didn't say specific.
No, but Waylon does.
Oh.
Not all the time. He used to.
Bless
it. He can't defend himself.
No.
No, I can, but...
So we're recording. It's 1 second.
I'm pulling it up because I just looked.
It's Friday, September 14th at 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern.
No, 7 to... yes, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern.
Eastern. Which is 2 to... Three. Okay.
They did a schedule in Eastern time.
Oh, okay.
2 to 3 Pacific.
Correct.
Okay.
You had to think about that.
Because I didn't want to say specific. Yeah. Because I never say that.
Yeah.
But since
now
you
that he said
it
yeah, like, you're going to specific.
So we want you guys to be there. We're going to have an interactive audience, I hope. They're actually putting...
No, they will be interactive.
Right. Okay. They're actually...
Where's it at?
Oh, Melissa left us a message on the Foul Monkeys page. Could you check it out for me?
Las Vegas.
They're going to have the chat room on a huge wall, so we're able to read it while things are going
down. Nice. And to answer your question, Josh, we are staying at
The Luxor,
but I did read that the recording studio is actually going to be in the Excalibur.
Yes.
Oh, it's a fun hotel. Yeah.
And I think since they had to move us, I think it's for free.
Oh, that's nice.
So,
what's for free? The space or whatever? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's cool.
So we have the recording studio and then we have the lounge also, which is close to each other.
So even if you...
It's hard to hear if I'm going in or out because these headset is so quiet now too. It's already all the way up. The nice thing we have little volume things.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway... Not only should be in the chat room for us, but it is the everyone. Whole, remember the whole, you know, Pride 48 in general, there is live podcasting, but this weekend it is 48 hours of live podcasting. So when we're not podcasting live in Vegas, there are people around the world podcasting live.
Oh, like what other cities?
Oh,
like one of them's in New Zealand.
Oh, wow.
There's England, Hungary.
Wow.
And
they're all gay?
I think Bosnia-Herzegovina.
Oh, they have electricity now?
If they're not gay,
they're pretty close.
They're friendly.
Friendly. Because because Pride 48 is a GLBT or friends.
Q. You forgot Q.
Q.
Oh, that's fun.
Queer.
asshole. So anyway, no, it's going to be fun. We're looking forward to it.
It's pretty much party.
Lots of drinks.
So you get people to come and listen to your show? Like. Mm-hmm.
Well, a bunch of people are coming to Vegas just to see all the podcasters.
Yeah, we have listeners who also listen to other shows who actually don't do a show. They're just coming and staying at the hotel
to see us,
just to come watch the podcast.
That's awesome.
And they cry when they meet us.
Yeah,
really? That's awesome. Do you give autographs and stuff?
Pictures?
Do you give autographs?
We give hugs and
we give DNA
candies.
Samples.
Would you say DNA samples?
Yes. Yeah.
You should get more glitter. You should get glitter.
No.
Everyone loves glitter. I love glitter.
No, glitter, you know, is the herpes of the craft world. Ricky is the herpes of the podcast world.
Ain't that the truth? Amen to that.
Everyone's had them.
Ooh, whatever. Everyone's had it.
And once you do, you can't get rid of them.
No, whatever. You can't.
Whatever. So what else we got to talk about? Pride 48. We finished that. I have a story about this weekend.
And what did you do this weekend?
Where I volunteered at the Bucktown Arts Festival.
Hot mess.
This is the second year that I have volunteered at the beer tent. And I volunteered with George and Adam.
Okay.
George did not partake, but Adam and Ricky
partook. I'm sure.
And they had a beer that had 9.5% alcohol there.
That's like wine or something, isn't it?
And Adam and I probably drank about 8 cups apiece.
What I love is not only were you sending fun text messages, but we were out with Jeffrey at a drop-in baby drag kind of night.
Mm-hmm.
And Adam was texting Jeffrey like every 2 minutes asking him where he was. Like it was like another hour later. Like it literally, they sounded like that he didn't know what was going on or someone wasn't responding. And they were like every 2 minutes, every 5 minutes. Where are you? What's going on? Where are you? What's going on?
What?
So what happened
was
we had to go all the way from Bucktown to the north side on a bus.
Oh, as
so
a hot mess.
So we took Western and we got off because we wanted to go to this like 24-hour diner. We get off the bus and the fucking sign on the door says no credit cards. And we're like, motherfucker.
I hate that.
So we waited for the next bus. We saw a McDonald's. We went over to McDonald's. Me and George are like chowing down and then Adam's not eating and I'm like, aren't you hungry? He's like, yeah. And I'm like, why aren't you eating? He goes, I don't like McDonald's.
Even drunk, he's
crazy talk. I know.
Yeah.
No, so I want you to end that sentence.
Even drunk, he's really nice.
So we get on the bus and then Adam and I start just, you know, being retarded. And we were all like, let's go to the call. Let's go somewhere. And then by the time that we get up to like where we live, George was like, no, we're going home. And I'm like, but I want, and I'm like text messaging Brad and Waylon. Where are you guys?
Oh, do you want me to read these text messages?
And then George is like, no, you're going home. And then he calls Tony and Tony comes to get me.
Wait, so George is now your babysitter?
Yes,
like
he was total babysitter.
You are going home. Well, how much of a hot mess were you? Like on a scale of like, zero to Courtney
to
love.
Halloween?
No, to Courtney.
Zero to your Halloween?
Okay, fine. We'll do
probably
that.
Probably a six.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah,
it's so not bad. No one threw up? Like, no one...
There was no vomit. There was some tripping on the asphalt kind of thing.
Okay.
Looking back to see if George and Adam were still looking because I was going to get on a bus and go up to the call.
Oh.
But right. Then I see Tony coming out of the building. I'm like... Hmm.
There was only one drunk dial, so it couldn't be that bad. We didn't get any voicemails from you. We just got, not going to happen now. I'm going to go pass out. Pretty much.
Which was pretty awesome because Tony just gave me a bunch of water and then hooked me up with an awesome massage.
So
you had a drunken massage?
It was amazing.
So did you have fun? You're going to do it again?
Oh, I want to do it again. Adam wants to do it again. George says, I'm never fucking doing it again.
I bet he's not.
But I told you guys. I mean, the first thing they say is like, you know you can drink on the job, right? And we're like,
but how are you giving like beers out wasted? Like, how are you giving change and beer? And
well, the beers are like $5, so it's not like you have to count to give change.
Are you serious?
I would never. It would not be worth it for me because I don't drink beer.
Why? Oh, no, they had sangria.
Ooh.
Red and white sangria.
Yeah, I probably not even a hot. That's hot mess.
It's healthy.
And I had
for
two
you.
Cups of that, and they were solo cups.
Are you? You got two solo cups of sangria.
Sangria. Yeah.
You're so classy.
I was the sangria pourer, which no one was buying really sangria.
So you were just drinking it yourself. You're like, we're selling out this quick. Look, it's empty.
Pretty much. Oh, but the highlight of the whole weekend was this guy, and I didn't bring him, but he was making these origami stars, like real little stars like this.
Was he Asian?
No, he was actually a white. And a creeper, because he pulled me, George, and Adam aside separately and told us three different versions of his life, and each one of them involved molestation, his best friend sucking him, what was another one? Something else. But he told us all three different stories.
Molestation or his best friend sucking him?
Yeah.
Oh.
And then something else. There was another reason that he, for some reason, had a guy on his cock.
He told you this?
He was like telling like, all of this stuff.
Well, is that because you guys were just that gay that he smelled it on you?
I don't know. It wasn't... I don't know what it was. It was really weird, and he kept coming back for beer, and we're like, okay, give us money, whatever. You know, I felt like those sluts like in Wrigleyville bars. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Give me money. I'll give
you
a beer.
Yeah, totally, yeah.
But he was really weird, he was nasty. He told Adam or George that he wanted to lay down with him.
Oh, my God.
Beat off with him.
Oh, shut up. Shut up.
Yes. Well, next time George is on the show, we're going to have him tell his part of the story.
Because he was sober.
Yeah. So, pretty much. So speaking about beating off, I love that Ramble Redhead.
Mm-hmm.
Sent us
master
masturbation tips, tip video for the show.
And then he wants us to discuss masturbation tips.
So I think we'll post a link to it in the
show notes.
The show notes. It's kind of funny. Would have you ever, since what it's about is kind of using other things to masturbate, Ricky, have you ever used something else besides a flesh jack, something that has not been meant to be used for masturbation?
The only thing that I've ever used is, like, I used shampoo one time as, like, a lubricant.
That's normal.
And you don't do that, though, because then your penis gets really red.
From friction or something?
Yeah.
Oh.
But I was doing it for, like, 4 hours.
What if you used organic shampoo?
Conditioner. Conditioner works better.
Oh, yeah, they say it. Yeah, they say that.
But that's the only thing I did use LA Look gel one time. And that might have been when it got.
I'm gonna think so. Okay,
it was green.
So
remember,
have you
with the hot pink triangles and stuff?
I already remember that. Yeah,
I think they still sell it. Brad, have you ever used anything?
No, I don't think so. I've heard of. I heard somebody though tell me that they used a toothbrush.
A vibrating one.
The vibrating one
in their behind,
in their bunghole. Hole.
I saw that on Next. Oh, on X Tube.
And then they brush
in their
teeth.
Butthole.
No, I'm kidding.
Well, it vibrates.
I've
it's
heard,
like a finger.
But the one I saw was on X Tube, and they put the head of it on the head of their dick, and it just makes them come.
That's
interesting. Josh.
You
know, like any substance.
An Asian.
Just saliva.
Sweet tea.
No, lubricants are boring. I'm thinking more like.
I've never used an item.
Have you ever used something else? Like, have you ever, like,
Josh,
you know,
looks like a banana.
Put a hole in a banana, put a hole in a cantaloupe, an apple pie a la.
American pie.
You know, I think I'd have
raccoons.
Cut a hole in a stuffed animal and go at it.
I have improvised lubricant for, like, sex before.
Ooh, what have you used? What's the worst thing you've used?
Oh, baby
bacon
oil.
Bacon grease.
No.
Fresh from the pan.
Mama's fried chicken grease.
Can't imagine. Ooh. It tastes good.
How about Braunschweiger, since that video talked about
olive oil.
It talked about
chicken
liver.
Olive oil.
Well,
Crisco.
I was like...
Crisco sticks. Those are, I hear, really good.
I was back home with my ex at the time at his parents' house.
Front of the microphone.
Oh, sorry. I was back home with my ex at the parents' house, and... it was like Christmas time, but they were out and he wanted to have sex. And I'm like, no, we're in your parents' house. Like, he's like, let's do it. And I'm like,
I did good.
Let's go in. He's like, go in the shower. I'll be back. And I'm like, okay. And so I'm just like naked in a shower in his parents' house, you know, normal.
Well,
like every Thursday.
And then
his
dad walks in and sucks you off.
Would be hot. Yeah. This did not happen. So he comes back and then turns on the water, and I'm like, what are we doing? He's like, we're going to have sex. And I'm like, okay. And so then he, like, hands me this, like, a cupcake holder thing full of, like, a liquid. And I'm like, he's like, use this on your dick. And I'm like, okay, because I want to have sex. So I, like, opened up the cupcake.
Did you smell it or anything?
No, I didn't care. And I opened it.
Was it buttercream?
No, it was.
That would have tasted good.
It was... ironically, extra virgin olive oil.
I get diabetes sucking your dick.
That'd be hot. Yeah. So I put it on there, used it, it did not work well. Because even, like, I guess the water in the shower and then the cupcake mix or whatever was in there, like.
Cupcake mix.
Well, I don't know what they had used
that cupcake.
For.
Oh.
He was probably just the vessel in which he was bringing it to the, instead of bringing, like, you know, the olive oil bottle.
Yeah,
he's probably just using
his hand.
Yeah, so it didn't work as well as I wanted it to work,
but it still happened though, right?
Oh yeah, it totally happened. Like, oh, we made it happen. Yeah,
yeah.
So, listeners, have you ever masturbated with something that's odd?
Yeah, tell us. Yeah,
tell us. Let us know. So, I also love our listeners are crazy. So, we asked them on Facebook that we were recording with the Mouth of South and want to talk about. Of course, Lurker Bacon hijacked.
The whole feed.
The entire feed.
Oh.
With Melissa.
Mm-hmm. These are two crazy people that we met last year.
And we love them.
Let's just read through these because it's kind of spastic. So she does something, but there's no comment there. I think it's just a period.
Yeah.
Oh, already did. Let's see. Talk about Jeff Lewis. His show starts next week, or not. Or talk about whether or not you should talk about him. Haha, you guys do that. Love. Okay, I'm listening to you now. That's why I said that. Suggestion. Bill, Waylon, James Leroy, Brad, register at the gift shop at the Luxor, and you have an engagement party in Vegas. Wonderful ideas I throw out there.
Insert cue.
Yep.
I think you should have photos taken in a park in Las Vegas.
Pick me for number one fan. Jeez.
For what?
Melissa says, this is exciting. Perhaps yes, you good. Guys should wish me some luck. I just found out I have been invited for a second interview with a job at another city very near here where I live. I just had my first interview yesterday, and they already invited me back. Fingers and toes crossed. Well, congrats.
Good sign.
Melissa, this is, and I second to vote for Looker Bacon as number one fan. Then, of course, Miss Bacon is back. Perhaps you could wish me luck. I interviewed for on the 22nd, and they hate me. So they're dragging it out and had the nerve to mention something from 7 years ago. I've worked 1,900 plus hours of overtime since April 2009, and that is the thanks I get. Poor management at best. Did I just B-L-O-W it out or what? Damn, misspelled on purpose. Kathy again. So I'm listening to Pride 48. What time does this hit?
Shit Sammy start.
Kathy, though, you'll hear this eventually. It wasn't a live show.
We only do live shows every third Wednesday of each month.
And then she had a note from Melissa. I will uncross my crossables for me and cross them for you. The odds are not in my favor.
Oh, I just got 8 invites to Lucky Slots on Facebook.
What's Lucky Slots?
Lucky Sluts? Fuck?
How do you turn that shit off?
Oh, Lucky the games? Sluts?
Yeah.
No, someone told me that it's not sent by anybody. It's automatically, if that person plays it, it's automatically sent to their friends.
No, you have to say
well,
send
that's
it to your
their
friends.
Choice.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Oh yeah, every game I play, it gives you the option. Some of them are smart enough to say, hey, only deleted. Send to the people that play, and other games don't give you that option.
Let me tell you, if you're a listener, you're fucking getting deleted if you invite me to any other game.
No, so there is a way to ignore it, douche.
Wait, hold on. So right now, Ricky's dealing with the Facebook game invites that he's deleting people over, while most people right now are deleting people over this whole election season and everyone's opinion on shit.
Mm, it's going like crazy. I love it. It's like a hurricane.
Oh, was that a change of subject?
No, just an add-on.
Oh. I totally
it would have been cool.
It is actually cool. Let's.
So
I totally agree.
So speaking about this, the politics and stuff, because that's
crazy.
A great segue.
Because that's what
Bradley
we're
James.
All about.
Because we talk about politics and Jesus.
I didn't Lauren
but religion.
yeah, vote for us.
You're
for
the number
best
one religious
religious podcast. Didn't you say that Lauren sent you some crazy link about abortion?
Oh my God, I wish I could.
What
play
was that
it.
About? Yeah.
So he goes to this line of people that are holding like these abortion
Who's he?
Pictures.
Who's he?
An interviewer. He's okay. From some newspaper or something. So he asked them.
Who's he asking?
Who? The abortion people. Okay. Like the people protesting it. If a woman gets an illegal abortion,
illegal.
Should she...
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So if abortion was illegal,
okay,
should she be punished for that? Like, should she go to jail? Should she, you know, should she be a criminal? None of them would answer the question. They had like no idea what he was asking. He's like, they kept going, no, she should just get counseling and make sure everything's okay. And they're like, and then he's like, so why do you want it to be illegal if there's not going to be any punishment?
Oh, good point.
And they're like, go ask that person over there.
Really?
It's like this interview I saw during the whole Chick-fil-A thing where they're like, please tell him, tell me like, why are you here? Why are you here? Blah, 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 all this kind of stuff. And then somebody was like, talking about how like God did this and then put it in the Constitution and blah, blah, blah. And she's like, wait, can you, I'm sorry. I don't think my microphone picked up on that. And she put on the caption and she's like, I'm trying so hard not to laugh.
Right.
But it was talking about how she's like, yeah, God put this in the Constitution. And
oh my
da, da, da,
God.
Da.
People are Girl. Fucking idiots.
They are.
Did
they
you know
are.
That the original Pledge of Allegiance did not speak of God?
It did not until the 50s, right?
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
Eisen. No, not Eisen. Fitch, who was it?
Fitzgerald.
Who was the one? It was before Kennedy.
Before Kennedy?
Gerald Ford, I was born. That's who was president when I was born, I think.
God, you're
it
old.
Wasn't Kennedy. It was before
Truman?
Kennedy.
No.
Before?
Eisenhower, right? Oh, my God. Can somebody please Wikipedia that?
I'm doing it right now.
Are you smarter than a fifth grader?
I know, right? George Washington is the answer.
Abraham Lincoln.
Dolly Madison.
Dolly Parton.
So I read an article that said that Abraham Lincoln swung both ways.
Oh, yeah. I've read that before.
Really?
No, yeah. There's a book that someone tried to...
To write
uncover
about that?
Some of that.
There's would no you sleep with Abraham Lincoln?
No.
No.
I would. Oh, hell yeah, I would. Ugh. The president? Okay, come on.
He was like, apparently he was like really ugly.
You're a fame whore.
Well, but plus he's tall.
When are you talking about?
Like, cool it was like in the 50s. Who was president in the 50s? There should be one in 52. It was Eisenhower.
Nice.
Truman was before.
Because he was president like 4 times, right?
Eisenhower?
Don't we have a listener coming to visit?
Yes. Lala. Is coming to visit us.
Not Lauren.
Indiana. Not Lauren. Because she only comes to Wisconsin once every 2 or 3 months.
Now, where does Lala live again?
She lives in Indiana.
Where in Indiana?
Because, you know, that is my home state and all.
Somewhere flat.
Okay.
The whole state.
Okay.
Did I tell you went to Bloomington?
You did. It's a beautiful city.
Would you bloom? Yeah, it was nice.
And actually,
really
Brown
nice.
County is one of my favorite places to be in the fall.
I was surprised at how like diverse it was.
Oh, no. Indiana University in that area, it's like an artist colony. So they have quite a
really
lot of
nice.
Diversity down
yeah.
there. Some amazing wineries, too.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
So Shayna is coming to visit us. She's going to be actually staying with me with her husband.
She's staying with you?
Yes. Because Tony's going to be out of town that weekend. So he's going to Seattle.
Oh.
For things.
Herpes medication reassignment
yes.
surgery?
Herpes medication reassignment surgery?
Yeah.
How did you ever guess that?
Yeah, just out of the blue.
So she's coming to visit. She's coming to Chicago to do like the Chicago thing. And she wants to do a show with us, actually, if she can.
We can probably make that happen.
We can, I think. So it should be fun. It'll be the first time I ever met her. But we've been friends online since I've been doing this show. So
oh, that's
yeah,
cool.
And she's and you said that she's the one that always is giving us a hard time when we or gave you a hard time and about jumped out of her phone, bitching you out about the wrong information you were giving with Doctor Who and all that.
Mm-hmm. And her and her sister used to do a show, and they're like gamers, so they like do the whole game thing, comics. So it should be interesting. Maybe we should get Mark over here.
When she's
talk.
Here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's I also love that instead of the listeners getting free shit from us, I won a prize from a listener.
Yes, talk about that. Talk about that prize.
Lula Mae Barnes on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
She is like traveling across country with her husband, and she just had some little game of, and actually at the time I didn't know it was a game.
Did she send a picture of it?
No, she had she a people guess because she was in Colorado, and someone said, you're staying in Denver. And she says, you're close. And I
Aspen.
Said, and I go, Estes Park. And he goes, and then she retweeted my response and said, can anyone be more specific on where I'm staying? Oh. So far, Way Willie is the closest. And then all of a sudden I was like, oh, duh, of course. They're staying at the Stanley Hotel, which is where they filmed The Shining. And I won, so I'm getting Shining memorabilia from the hotel.
Fun. And you know what I think? We should show The Shining for your Halloween party.
I still have to figure out what I'm going to show, but that is a
I've
good...
I've never seen a full shot or movie of that.
I'm
you should
so
do it for
excited
sure.
to have Josh over for those.
Because you always scare the shit out of me.
And this is going to be recorded.
No, it's like, listeners, please protect me.
Dude.
These people are crazy.
You screamed the loudest at probably one of the least scariest films of
that
the
entire
movie,
festival. Right?
No, we it's Trick or Treat, which is not stupid, but it's not scary.
It was
pretty
I should
scary.
Post the,
it's
I should
actually,
post the
it's,
picture
it's
of
my
when we
fault,
were watching
actually.
The Weeping Angels episode of Doctor
That's
Who.
That's bad. That is bad.
He
that
was
Satan.
He was clutching a teddy
if
bear.
If Satan made a TV episode, it was that one.
They play a big part in this new season. I think they are the ones that are the
really?
Downfall of Amy.
Is that the new one? The new girl?
No, Amy's
downfall.
The redhead.
The one
she's
from
cute.
Last year.
She's
Amy
cute.
Pond.
Yeah, she's cute.
Oh, Felicity Ponds.
What?
No.
Joan Rivers.
Streaming Meadows.
Ocean Salts. Streaming Meadows.
Ricky's
oh,
retarded.
My God. What do we have left here? I don't know how much of this is actually info we're supposed to say, or is that just you taking notes?
I was taking notes while I was listening to State of the Station. We do have two reviews. Can we pull that up? I'll pull the one in Australia.
Oh, if someone can pull up one in the United States. I got Amy Coles.
Which I think I... Isn't she one of the people that I bitched out that I was like, you haven't left a review? And then I was like, oh yeah, you have left a review.
Oh yeah, you did.
Probably.
And maybe she updated it.
Do we have any voicemails?
Nope. So... Please.
We could do a 2-star review, or we could save it for Pride 48.
Let's save that shit.
Okay.
So this review is brought to you by Amy Coles.
Amy.
Fucking hot.
These guys are swell. I love me some Foul Monkeys.
I don't think Amy sounds like that.
Always entertaining. It's true. Always entertaining with minimal yammering.
Minimal yammering? What show are you listening to?
I don't know about that.
Can someone do an Australian accent?
Oh, good day, mate.
Yeah,
do you want to read it?
Shrimp on a barbie.
I can do that. Back to Amy. I've listening.
What? No.
I've listening since episode 200 or so.
Wait, what are you doing? Are you reading hers again?
He was never done.
Oh.
Go ahead. You need to pay attention, girl. Get it
actually,
together.
You wouldn't know because this is the most boring asinine accent ever.
Well, she's special. Amy's special.
Don't be rude to Amy. I love you, Amy.
It's Amy C. Get it right.
Amy C's. Amy C's. How awesome. Squeeze. Bees.
Wow.
Isn't that a Nicki Minaj song?
I love me some Foul Monkeys. Bees. Always entertaining with minimal yammering. I've been listening since episode 200 or so, and Ricky doesn't even pay me. These guys are worth the download.
Well, 5 stars.
I want to say happy birthday to Viral Borverko. He just told me he was 42 years old today.
God, that's
yay,
old.
Yay, happy birthday, happy birthday.
I thought he was having a birthday over veritable. Pride 48.
Maybe they're celebrating it.
Oh, okay, maybe.
Celebration.
So Liam,
and he's listening to Barbara Streisand right now.
Our straight Australian.
His name is Liam Dimich O'Connell.
Did he want that all out there?
Oh, maybe not.
What time is it?
Wait, no, but you said you read it from iTunes, if so I could. Guess it's
yeah,
on
so
there.
Yeah, so everybody
anyway.
Can go there.
Yeah.
If you're in Australia, go read it.
Yeah.
Look his shit up.
This show is awesome sauce.
Aww.
5 stars.
That's it?
That's no, that was the title.
Oh.
And then the stars.
This show is twisted and broken.
Oh.
That does not sound like a 5-star beginning to me.
No, it doesn't.
This show is marvelous.
Let's have a kiki.
Let's have a kiki.
Sorry, continue.
The boys, Ricky, Waylon, and James Leroy, are dirty, dirty people, and I love it. They have great segments, such as Ask the Expert, where they'll ask one of the many experts they know a question that's been posed to a listener. The show is fun, even when they don't really have a specific topic. They'll just riff off each other. You need this show in your life. If you're not listening to the show, why not? Subscribe now. That way, you can wish Waylon and James a happy engagement.
Mm. Oh, yay.
Now it's iTunes official.
Oh. Gross. So, let me look on the list here. Do we have anything else?
I will say that I did start, while you're looking through that, I did start classes back up. And there's this one class that I have. And my professor is absolutely tiring. He is literally
Bueller.
Ben Stein
Bueller
mixed with what's his face?
Margaret Cho.
No,
she's cool.
William Shatner.
Oh,
but Asian.
The way he speaks
in an Asian body.
Is he Shat-tastic?
But it's William Shatner's it's William Shatner's like pauses.
Oh,
but
no.
In a monotone way of Ben Stein with Asian accents. So like, when he's saying rare earth metals, he's saying whale earth metals.
Oh, I know. What
so
you're
he has a speech
about,
impediment.
Yeah.
And there's a girl in this class. She goes, "Excuse me, are you saying wear as in you wear a T-shirt, or I don't understand?" And he says, "Whale."
Oh,
he's like,
no!
Whale.
Bless his heart.
So he says like.
And, so, and then like 20 people look back at her and they're like, rare.
Rare. Oh.
Rare. It's funny.
It's
literally 2.5 hours twice a week.
I totally know what you're talking about. I dated a Chinese guy.
Was he in LA?
No. And no, for up till date three, I could not figure out if he was special education or he was Chinese.
My God.
Like, the shit he would say.
They've already heard this story.
No. At the same time, I still love the fact.
The listeners haven't.
I don't know if I've heard the story or not, because it still makes me laugh. Like, it's the first time I heard it. I have lots of questions. Continue your story.
Oh, well, I mean, I would sit through dinner and, like, just sit there like, okay, well, he has a job, I think. So he might not be retarded, but then I don't understand what he's saying. So he's not making complete senses, so he might be special, but he has a house he lives in, so maybe he's not. I mean, up till date three, I was not sure if he was retarded or
now,
Chinese.
So I love the fact that, one, apparently someone's mental retardation would not keep you from dating or having sex with a person.
Oh, no. Come on.
Silly.
He's not,
says the
he's
man,
not rude. Yeah.
Says the man when looking at pictures of one of our listeners earlier. Hot, hot.
Oh,
not so hot on that one. Looks better in glasses.
Well, right. Just be honest.
Wait. So honestly, if you knew up front that someone had some kind of handicap, you knew that up front, you would still go on a date with him.
Well, is he sexy? I would.
I can say that the person that I met.
Oh, he was not. He was not super sexy.
Because I met this person he's talking about. Because he required for me to come over to his house to tell him if I thought he was.
Because I didn't know. I seriously didn't know if he
wait,
was.
Wait. I forgot. I must not have heard this
You didn't
story.
Hear that part?
So you called Ricky to come over.
To come over.
To try to figure out.
He was delivering Lauren's tomatoes to me.
Yeah.
And I said, come on over. He goes, no, I need you to come over and tell me if this guy is mentally retarded or if there's something wrong with him.
Yeah.
And so I'm like talking with him. I didn't understand a damn word he said. And it was just really weird because he had black cargo pants on with Tevas and a
it was bad.
Pullover shirt and a backpack.
He always dresses like he's going to the desert.
So he asked me, what did you think? I said, well, he seems nice.
Was he cute?
He was Asian.
I mean, he was cute for an Asian, I think. I don't know.
You like kidding. Asians. What do you mean he's cute for an Asian?
There's cute Asians.
Oh, Jesus.
And when I say there's a cute Asian, Josh should be around.
So, by the way, I want to put out there that I did put on the album art that said the show is a little bit racist.
Oh, okay.
FYI.
But I love Asians. And I'm not trying to be racist.
So then he's like, what else did you think? And I go, well, he had really sweaty hands when he shook my hand. And he goes, yeah, he does. And then he goes, so do you think he's retarded? And I'm like, I don't know.
So at date number three, what did you find out? That
I figured out that he was not retarded because he is taking his like CAF or something, like some major degree certificate or something. And he's like trying to study to be a trader. So I'm figuring, I don't think he's retarded if he's like trying to do all
so
that.
So is it just his Asian accent or does he just have a speech impediment?
I think it's both. Not, I don't know. Like the way he speaks, like he's like your professor. Like he's very like, he has to think about what he has to say and then he'll say a part of it and then he'll stop. And I'm like, oh, what else? And then he'll say something.
What?
Like, you know the sentence isn't done, but you're just waiting.
I need you. We need to have some reader or some theater of the mind, as Big Daddy says. I would like you to talk sexy to me
in his accent,
in his voice accent, how he would do it.
Well, first of all, I've been keeping a list of stuff he's been saying.
I was thinking he could be like one of those people like Rain Man or something that like the
again,
reason he's good at
he
numbers.
He could be super smart.
So
and, yeah.
Again, I want you to talk like him and try to pick me up or talk, say something sexy to me.
Okay. This is the one. This is on date one that he that we
and you typed it as he was saying it.
I did. I had to stop. Okay. And
well, if there were, apparently there were pauses.
Right.
Well,
yeah. So you want me to do it in his accent?
Yes.
I want to hear.
We want the experience.
I want experience.
Well, you're good enough for me. That's what he said. Day one, you're good enough for me.
Okay, that sounds Asian.
That sounds something that you would say too.
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly. So then we were talking about gay marriage, and then I said, "Oh, you know, they don't have it in China." And I just kept, I guess I mentioned it, and he was like, "China doesn't have gay marriage. It's not my fault." And I'm like, "I didn't say it was your fault."
Sounds Asian.
I did not say it was your fault.
Very offensive.
And then when he learns like new words and stuff,
this is the best.
Like he like will go like crazy and he'll just use them every single time, right? So I guess he learned like cans, like, you know, as in like boobs or whatever. So he like comes to me and he's like, well, you got big cans. And I'm like, no, no.
Tell him the other one.
Oh, God. So what? Okay. I'm not the skinniest bitch in the world, right? So I don't want to hear.
You are not.
I don't want to hear about
please,
like issues.
Probably the skinniest one here.
I don't want to hear about issues of weight or anything like that. So he like, this was also date one. He was like, he pats my stomach and he's like, ooh, you're fluffy. And I'm like,
excuse me.
You're fluffy.
And then he like, he pet my back boobs. And he was like, oh, you're soft. And I'm like, no, you're not using these words correctly at all.
I love it.
Yeah.
I know we have to end soon. Yeah. But it reminds me though of a really, no, we shouldn't. I'm not going to end on that story. Never mind. We had a very touching moment with an elderly gay man at The Call last night when watching the True Blood finale, and it turned very sad. But the happy part was that he was telling us about all the funny things, kind of like with your, yeah, that's what I...
That's what I meant.
That's what I meant. Thanks for you. Mm-hmm. Is that he dated 20 years ago, they were together for 20 years as well, a man from Philippines, who didn't really have a grasp on the English language sometimes and would say things that would make everyone be like,
what?
Hmm? And he said some phrase that wasn't right, but he said it so much, and they had an Indian friend who heard it so often that it he then started saying it in his community, and then the people around him in the Indian community started saying it as well.
Yeah, he started a trend.
He started a
trend.
That's
awesome. Do you know what it was?
No, it was kind of like...
It's like, let's rock this house or something. Yeah, it was like, let's cock it or something. I don't know.
Oh, that's so cute.
And it was funny.
I have to make a correction. It's actually Lula May's birthday today.
Oh, Lula May.
Her 42nd birthday.
I thought Vertebal already had his.
I think it's the week that we're in Vegas, okay. The 12th or something, whatever. So yeah, we have to go. It's a long ass show.
Hey, that's the only one you're getting this week, so suck it up.
Yeah. Go to pride48live.com, hit the subscribe button if you want to hear the latest, greatest about Pride 48. Again, we are recording.
We have a live
September. We are recording September 15th.
15th.
From 5 to 6 Eastern.
Eastern Standard Time.
Eastern Standard.
Please, please, please show up. We have something good, I think, going on. We also have...
It's not going to be a train wreck like last year.
And you guys thought our Christmas stuff was awesome last year. You have not seen
it. It's either going to be a train wreck.
Which would still be good.
Or it's going to be amazing.
And also put on your calendars since it's a couple weeks out. But Wednesday the 19th is our September live recording.
Yes.
And that is at 7 p.m. Central.
Which is 8 p.m.
Eastern.
Mm-hmm. And because apparently that's the only time zone that matters, which is kind of true.
It's 5 p.m. Pacific.
That's ridiculous.
Yes, which you're probably still at work, so whatever. But you better listen anyway.
You can listen at work.
But yes, the 19th, put on your calendar. So
there you go.
So yeah, I guess we're out of here. Thank you, Josh.
It was my pleasure.
We had a lovely time.
My pleasure.
I'm glad
you got to tell us of your sorrow.
Oh, no.
Glad we could bond over K-pop.
Yeah. Oh, K-pop, yeah.
That was gross.
Can't okay. Bye, y'all. It's Waylon.
All right. This is Ricky.
And this is James Arroy.
And it's Josh.
Bye.
See ya. Bye.